Now we go to Halacha Beis, which is a substantially long halacha, where he's going to explain many important things. Ubo yizboyer inyan Pesach. In this halacha, one of the things Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain is the holiday of Pesach. Al pi mashikos of Rabbeinu Zal, al posik chavolim nafluli banimim, af nachlas shofro aloi. This halacha is going to be based on a posik in chapter 16 in Tehillim, which is the opening chapter of the Tikkun HaKloli. And on this, we have a Torah in Likut Imran, Torah Ayin Aleph, in the second half of Likut Imran, which is one of the deepest and one of the Torahs that's explained in Likutei Halachos in many different places. It's an extremely important chapter in Likutei Imran, where Rabbeinu Zal begins there. Hamascheles, that chapter in Likutei Imran begins with the words Da, you should know, Ki yesh moichin shel Eretz Yisrael, v'yesh moichin shel Chutz Loretz. There's a certain type of seichel of Eretz Yisrael, and there's a type of seichel of Chutz Loretz. And the Gemara speaks about this, and Rabbeinu Zal really expands on this. Now Rav Nosson Zal begins. Uklal ha-Torah, to summarize what Rabbeinu Zal speaks about over there, bekitzer, very short, who is, k'al yidei pegam ha-kovoid. By Jews messing up in any way in the area of kovoid, dahainu kishepoigmen bekvoid Hashem Yisborach, especially if we chas v'shalom show any disrespect or lack of respect or lack of proper respect to Hashem, ayidei ze noiflin mimoichin shel Eretz Yisrael lemoichin shel Chutz Loretz. That causes a person to fall out of the seichel of Eretz Yisrael and to fall into, to drop down into the seichel of Chutz Loretz. Umoichin shel Chutz Loretz heim bechinas machloikis. Rav Nosson Zal says, the seichel of Chutz Loretz is a seichel of conflict, machloikis, debate, arguments. Whereas the seichel of Eretz Yisrael is a seichel where people are always trying to see things the same way. Ve'ikar ha'kovoid hu al yedei hoiloda. One of the greatest accomplishments of kovoid, of giving respect to Hashem and elevating the kovoid of Kedusha, is by bringing a child into the world. Al yedei hoiloda shenoilodin v'nisrabim b'nei odom. When the number of people in the world is increased. Al yedei ze ikar ha'kovoid. That's the most significant kovoid in this world. Hashem gets kovoid from the plants, from the animals, from trees, from birds. From everything in this world is a display of Hashem's kovoid, and everything shines with Hashem's kovoid. But it's in this chapter in Likut Imran that Rabbeinu Zal makes it perfectly clear that by far, the ones that give Hashem, the ones that are able to give Hashem the greatest degree of kavod, is mankind, Adam. And especially when a new person comes into the world, that's one of the greatest elevations of Hashem's kavod. We've mentioned recently that when a person leaves the world, Rachmona Litzlan, when a person passes away, we say, Yisgadal v'yisgada shmei rabba. May the kovoid of Hashem be increased, because we know that just like when a person comes to the world, it increases the kovoid of Hashem tremendously. When a person leaves the world, there's a tremendous drop. There's a loss of kovoid Hashem that we want to try to make up by saying the Kaddish and by doing additional mitzvahs. Ki ikar ha-kovoid toloi ba'odom. Because the thing that affects the kovoid of Hashem the most is Adam, mankind. Ve'ikar ha-hoilodo hu al yedei hashpoas noyam ho'elyoin. Rav Nosson Zal says, on a spiritual level, one of the most important ingredients that's needed to be able to bring about the birth of a child, to be able to bring new children into the world, is a flow of noyam ho'elyoin. A flow of the heavenly splendor. This term Noyam Ho'elyoin, we're going to talk about throughout this halacha. It's mentioned in the Zohar HaKodesh, in other places. It refers to a very high level of holiness. It's associated with Bina, the upper Shechina. It's called Noyam Huelyon, this heavenly sweetness, this heavenly splendor. Shehu Bechinas Moichin Shel Eretz Yisrael, which is also referred to as the Seichel of Eretz Yisrael. Shenikroim Noyam. The Seichel of Eretz Yisrael is called Noyam. Ki Moichin Shel Chutz Loretz Heim Bechinas Choivlim. Because the Moichin of Chutz Loretz, the Seichel of Chutz Loretz, is referred to as opponents. We know a mechabel is a terrorist. A terrorist is one who fights, right? To opposition, one who opposes something in a very serious way. This term choivlim refers to people who are always fighting, in battle, in conflict. So the seichel of Chutz Loretz is called choivlim, conflict. The seichel of Eretz Yisrael is called noyam, a sweetness that comes when there's total peace, zero conflict. V'tzorich la'asois kli lekabel shefa minoyam ho'elyoim. Rabbi Nazal says there that we have to generate a vessel to be able to receive the flow that comes from that noyam ho'elyoim, from that very high spiritual place. Ki noyam ho'elyoim shoifea tomid. Because this noyam ho'elyoim is always flowing. It's a faucet that's never shut. It's a light from heaven that Hashem is always beaming. It's not affected in any way by any of our mist. If we do something wrong, we don't turn off that light. We've learned many times that in heaven, there are different levels of light. There's a lower level of light, the light that's generated from Vav Kei of Hashem's name, for example, where that is directly affected by our actions. If we do good things, we bring about a unity, a union of Vav Kei, which generates a certain flow. If we do sins, we cause a separation of Vav Kei, which causes a lack of flow. When it comes to Yud Kei, the upper light, the higher light, there we're told that we don't affect that. That's Hashem's goodness that's above, totally above us, and from there there's a light that's flowing all the time. However, in order for us to receive from it, we have to create a vessel. V'haklihu al yedei tzedaka. The way that we create the vessel to receive from that noyam ho'elyon is through charity. Shehu nidva slave, which is an expression of the goodness of a person's heart. Shaydezeh niftach halev. By through tzedaka, the heart is opened up. V'nase kli lekabel shal hoyven derechimusa minoyam ho'elyon. And a vessel is created to be able to receive the fiery love that flows from that noyam ho'elyon, from that very high spiritual place. Shaydezeh ha'hoylodo. And this is what brings about the birth of a child. Shaydezeh nizgadel kvoido yisborach, which causes a major increase and elevation to Hashem's kavod every time a Jewish child is born. Vazai kisheyesh hakli al yedei atzdoka. Therefore, when that keli has been prepared through the charity, v'hanoyam ho'elyon shofea, and the noyam ho'elyon is flowing from upstairs, it's flowing down into that keli that was created through tzedaka. Azai boim gam hamoichin shel chutz loretz, shehem bechinas choivlim, v'noiflim letoich hamoichin shel eretz Yisrael, shehem bechinas noyim. You know what happens? These other guys, these bad guys, when they see that this noyam ho'elyon is flowing and it's going into that keli, it's being received by that keli that was generated by tzedakah, they say, 1 minute, we want to get in on this too. And these moichen of chutz loretz that are called choivlim, they come running and they want to get involved. They want to grab on and draw power and strength from that flow that's coming from the noyam ho'elyon. From those moichen of Eretz Yisrael, they want to grab on to that and draw some energy, spiritual energy from that. Kihem roitzim lehistakein gamkein. Because they want to get fixed. They know that they're in a bad way. These moichen of Chutz Laretz, which are full of machlokes, conflict, they know that that's a problem. Therefore, they're trying to help themselves, and they know that one of the great opportunities for them to help themselves is when this incredible bright light comes down from heaven, this Noyam Ho'elyon that's coming from such a high place, they know that that's a time to try to jump on the bandwagon. Ulefamim, and at times, Goyerman, they cause, chas v'shalom, pegam, gam b'hamoichin shel Eretz Yisrael, aydezeh. Sometimes, if the moichin of Chutz Laretz is too much, if they're too powerful, instead of them being helped by the moichin of Eretz Yisrael, they can pull the moichin of Eretz Yisrael down. They can damage the moichin of Eretz Yisrael. We know that in general, when you have a group of good people, you have a class of students, 30 students, 28 of them are fabulous, good students. They're serious about learning and everything. And you have two students that are troublemakers. Usually, hopefully, 75% chance that those two are gonna quit. They're going to see that there's such a minority. They're going to see that everybody else is being good and it's working. They're going to become botel. They're going to become good also. But if the situation is different, if you have 50-50, or if you have 60-40, if you have much more bad than good, then sometimes not only will the good not be able to turn the bad around, but chas v'shalom, the bad can mess up the good, chas v'shalom. Ayin shom heitev kolo inyan bayar heitev. Look over there in Torah, Ayin Aleph on the Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal explains this tremendously. Because the question Rabbeinu Zal asks is, how do we ever have conflict in Eretz Yisrael? Eretz Yisrael should be the ultimate place of peace. The Gemara says that Eretz Yisrael is Noyam, that even the rabbis who study Torah in Eretz Yisrael, they don't get into arguments. Each one shows the other one his way, and they come to agreement, and they live happily ever after. The Gemara says, Sheman imim ze lo ze b'halocha. They sweeten each other with halocha. Whereas the rabbis of Chutz Laretz, the Gemara says, they're choivlin. They're always fighting it out. Battle, bim, bim. You know, Talmud Bavli, our Talmud Bavli. Every page, he says black, he says white. He says kosher, he says tummy. Throughout the whole thing. So Rabbeinu Zal says, then how come there's machlokes in Eretz Yisrael? Rabbeinu Zal had just returned from his trip to Eretz Yisrael, and he was referring to conflict that he saw over there. And he said, and he saw especially there was conflict related to the issue of tzedakah. In those days, like today even, there was a small religious yeshuv in Eretz Yisrael, not that many religious Jews in Eretz Yisrael, not that many Jews in Eretz Yisrael. And the Jews were supported mostly from Chutz Laretz. And there arose a major conflict between some of the greatest tzaddikim at that time as to who should be responsible for receiving and distributing those funds in Eretz Yisrael. And a machlokes broke out between two super giants, Rav Avram Kalisker, whose yahrzeit was a few days ago. Dalid Shvat was his yahrzeit. He's buried in Tveria. He was one of the greatest tzaddikim at that time. Rabbeinu Zal said about him that Shlemus I saw by him. Perfection I saw by Rav Avram Kalisker. And the other great giant was the Balatanya, Rav Shneur Zalman Milodi. There was a machlokes that broke out between them regarding distribution of tzedakah. Rabbeinu Zal heard about it. And when Rabbeinu Zal returned to Chutz Laretz, he went as a shliach to the Balatanya to see if he could try to make things better. This Torah in Likutei Moran was said regarding that entire topic. The Meforshim in Likutei Moran explain that this Torah includes in it this whole discussion about the Moichin of Eretz Yisrael, the Moichin of Chutz Laretz, and the issue of Kovoid, and the issue of Tzedakah. All of these factors were all included in this Torah, as Rabbeinu Zal usually did. Usually when he was involved in problem solving, it was done through his Tefillah and through his Torah. In his Torah was included all aspects of the problem. And by bringing down very high-level Torah about it, that would help to bring about the solution. Okay, so now Rabbeinu Zal continues over there. V'shoyrish kol habriya hu hakovoid. The foundation of the entire creation is kovoid. As the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Ki kol ma shebora kodesh baruch hu lo ibroi ela lechvoidoi. Everything Hashem created, He created only for His kavod. V'yesh kavod proti lechol maimar. And we know that there are 10 statements of creation, right? When Hashem first created the world, Vayomer lekim yehi oyer, Vayomer lekim this. And Rabbeinu Zal says over there that each one of these statements is associated with a particular unit of kavod. We say in Tehillim, Uvehecholoi, Kuloi Oimer Kavod. Kuloi Oimer, all of the Amirois, all of the Asora Ma'amorois are Kavod. Each Maimar is related to a different branch of Kavod. Ki Basora Ma'amorois Nivra Olam, because the world was created with 10 statements. V'chol Maimar u'Maimar Nezgale Rak Bishvil Kvod Yisporach. And each and every one of these statements was made because of a particular aspect of Hashem's kavod. Nimtza, sheyesh l'chol maimar u'maimar b'chinas kavod. So therefore, each and every one of these statements is related to a particular branch of kavod. Me'achra shehu sharoshay, since kavod is the shoresh, kavod is the reason for the creation. Kavod is the reason for those statements. Ki hakoel hoyo bishvil kvoido yisparach, because all of creation was for the sake of Hashem's kavod, kedei sheyizgadel kvoidoi al yedei abriya, so that Hashem's kavod would be increased and would be elevated and magnified through the creation. V'chol hakavod toloi beha'odam, and all of Hashem's kavod is dependent on man. Man is the only one, we've learned this many times, who has bechira, who has free choice. And therefore, he's the one who's in a position to give Hashem kavod much, much more so than anything else in creation. V'alkein lo'yhoyo l'chol habriyo shleimus ad shenivro ha'odam. And therefore, the entire creation was incomplete until Hashem created man, she'ikar kavoido yisborach nizgal al yodoi, where the main kavoid of Hashem is revealed and generated through man. Ayin shom kol ze heitev. Look over there in Likutim Ram Torah Ayin Aleph, where Rabbeinu Zal explains this all very well. If it seems to anybody that any of this is repetitive or repetition, when Rabbeinu Zal repeats something, it's only because he feels that this is of the utmost of importance. And every time he says it, he's saying it from a different angle. There's always something being added. He writes this in the introduction to Likutei Halachos. The concepts that he's presenting here that we just said are among the most important concepts in Yiddishkeit. Person wants to know, what are we here for? What is it all about? What was the purpose of creation? It's being summed up in this paragraph here, you know, very clearly. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to go into the topic of Kibbud Avayim and many other topics and tie it into that chapter in Likutei Moran.